弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you all.
有两间在洛杉矶的教会今年要分别庆祝25周年和20周年。
Two churches in Los Angeles are respectively celebrating their 25th and 20th anniversary.
那两间教会初创建的头4-5年，我都曾经有很多参与。
I was quite involved with both of these churches during the first 4 or 5 years after they were built.
虽然我搬离开洛杉矶已经14年了。
Even though I've left Los Angeles for 14 years,
我很意外他们在筹备庆祝活动的时候还想到我。
I'm a little bit surprised because when they plan their celebrations, they would think of me still.
他们与我联络，要我写文章，要我提供照片。
They would get in touch with me, ask me to write something for them, and provide them with some pictures.
我这一阵子事情很多，觉得实在很难拿出时间。
I have been quite busy lately, and it's really hard to find time.
但他们的邀请很难推辞。
But their invitation is also really hard to say no to.
最主要是我心中也的确对这两间教会充满了感恩之情。
And the main thing is inside my heart, I'm filled with thankfulness for both of these churches.
所以过去几个礼拜就随着圣灵的引导，在心中构思该写些什么。
So during the last few weeks, I've allowed the Holy Spirit to guide me in structuring what to write.
上个主日晚上就动笔将文章写好。
Last Sunday, I started writing something and finished them.
在整个过程当中，神引导我思想很多关于教会的事。
During this process, God gave me the time to think a lot about God's church.
加上过去几个月当中，因为配合一些机构的需要，我拿出时间做了一些义务性的服事。
And during the last few months, in view of the needs of some organizations, I took out some time and voluntarily served them.
在中国和美国，配合一些牧养教会的领袖。一同思想他们教会前面的路要怎么走。
Together with some leaders who pastorally care for churches in China and in the United States, we thought about how the church might proceed forward.
今天是我们教会的会员大会。
Today is our annual meeting.
也是两堂的会众一年一度联合崇拜。
It's also the time of the year when the two congregations come together for worship.
我想借着这个机会和大家一起再次思想什么是合乎圣经合神心意的教会。
I want to take this opportunity to once again think with you guys what a biblical and God-centered church would be like.
今天我挑的是以弗所书。
The passage I picked is from Ephesians today.
这是圣经当中关于教会论最重要的一卷书。
This is the most important passage in the Bible that talks aboutGod's church.
我们看的只是其中一段4章1到16节。
We're only going to look at a section of chapter 4.
但是我想先让大家了解一下4章1到16节跟前后经文之间的关系是什么。
But let's talk about what comes before 4:1-16 and what comes after first.
请大家先看一下第三章的末了。
Let's take a look at the end of chapter 3.
3章21节是一个什么？
What do you think 3:21 is?
是一个对神的颂赞 doxology.
It's a doxology for God.
在保罗书信当中，如果在经文中间，出现了一个对神的颂赞，多半代表那是一个大段的结束。
In Paul's letters, if a doxology appears in the middle of a passage, it usually indicates that it's the end of the topic and he's going to go into something new.
接下来会进入一个新的主题。
So he gets into a new topic in the following passage.
我们再看看四章第一节。
Let's take a look at chapter 4, verse 1.
保罗说，我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人就当怎样怎样怎样。
Paul says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
既然蒙召，这个字就是第三章和第四章之间转接的关键词。
By the calling you have received, these are the key words that connect chapter 3 and chapter 4.
前三章讲的重点是如何蒙召。
The first three chapters of Ephesians focus on how we get called.
一群人如何蒙神的呼召，能够成为基督徒，成为教会。
How a group of people receive or get called by God, to become Christians and then to form a church.
而第四章开始讲的是蒙召成为教会之后应该如何。
Now, chapter 4 is about after receiving the calling from God, what should come after that?
好，四章第一节说，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
The first verse in chapter 4 says, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received.
行事为人, 这个字, 不同的英文圣经,
to live a life has different translations in various English Bibles.
比如说, King James Version 用 walk.
For example, in King James Bible, it's walk.
NRSV 是用 lead a life.
NRSV is lead a life.
CEV 是 live in a way.
CEV is live in a way.
中文和合本圣经用的是行事为人，相对于 conduct yourself， 是将希腊文原文的意思表达的非常准确而透彻，是很出色的翻译。
The Chinese translation, which is to conduct yourself, more accurately reflects the original meaning of the Greek word, and it's a really fabulous translation.
那这个希腊字在以弗所书出现好几次。
This particular Greek word appears a few times in Ephesians.
其中有三次最具有代表性。
There are three occasions that particularly stand out.
第一次是2章2节。
The first time is in chapter 2, verse 2.
就是在前三章里面。
It's in the first three chapters.
讲的是我们在蒙召之前的行事为人。
What it talks about is how we conduct ourselves before we come to know God.
后两次是出现在第四章之后。The
last two occasions, the last two occurrences are in after chapter 4.
讲的是蒙召之后的行事为人。What
it talks about is how we should conduct ourselves after we receive the calling from God.
分段来说, 4章1节到5章21节包括两个段落。
4:1 to 5:21 in Ephesians can be separated into two large sections.
今天要看的4章1到16节是第一个大段。
4:1 to 16, which is what we're going to focus on, is the first big section.
4章17到5章21节是第二个大段。
And 4:17 to 5:21 is the second.
刚好每一个大段都各有一个行事为人。
And to conduct oneself, this appears one time in each of the two sections.
后面一次是在5章8节。
The second time, or the third time in all, it appears in chapter 5:8.
从前你们是暗昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的。行事为人，就当像光明的子女。For
you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light.
这就很能够代表那一个大段的重点。This
is pretty much the emphasis of that passage, of that section.
就是我们所有基督徒的行事为人。
And that is, all of us Christians should live as children of light.
而4章1节出现另外一次的行事为人。
And chapter 4, verse 1, it's where conduct yourself appear.
那这一大段讲的是教会的建造。
And this whole passage is about the formation of a church.
讲到我们基督徒当如何行事为人，才能够把教会建造成一个健康成长的教会。
And what it talks about is how Christians should conduct themselves so that they're able to build a church which is healthy and growing.
或者我们配合下一段的那个光明子女来说，4章1到16节讲的是如何建造一个为主发光的教会。
Or to put it in a way that matches living as children of light in the next section, what 4:1 to 16 talks about, it's how we should build a church that shines for the Lord.
我们今天要看的是4章1到16节。
We're going to focus on 4:1 to 16
today. 我挑三个重点来谈。
And we're going to talk about three main points.
这段经文强调的第一个重点是合一。
The very first point of emphasis is unity.
要我们竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And that is, we have to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
什么叫合一?
What is unity?
请大家先和我思想几件事。
Let's think about a few things first.
比如说,每次有一个好的电影上映,电影院都会坐满了人。
Every time a good movie comes on, the cinema would be filled with, packed with people.
是不是这些所有观众都选择看同一部电影,都坐在同一间电影院?
Since all of these people are watching the same movie and they're in the same cinema, does that mean there's unity in their relationship?
是不是? 如果你觉得那不是合一, 那么缺少的要素是什么?
If you don't think that's unity, what exactly is missing?
会不会你虽然主日来教会, 态度上其实跟电影院的观众没什么差别。
Or could it be the case that even though we come to Sunday worship, your attitude is really not too different from those who go to a cinema to watch a movie.
好，如果是一场学校的球赛呢？
How about a ball game at a school?
通常有差不多一半的人都坐在同一区，一同为其中一所学校加油。
Typically, most of the people are sitting in the same area in the audience, and they're all cheering for the same school.
是不是因为他们在球赛的过程当中立场完全相同，又都十分热情的投入，他们之间的关系就是所谓的合一？
Would it be the case that since most of the people are on the same side in the match and that they're really all enthusiastically cheering for the team that we can call them to be united or there's unity in their relationship?
你觉得圣经讲的合一就是这样子吗?
Do you think that's unity in the Bible?
诶,如果这还不算合一,缺少的要素是什么?
If not, what's missing?
会不会我们有的人来教会的表现也不过如此?
Could it be the case that many of us who come to church, it's actually no better than that?
甚至我们在情感的投入上还不如那个球赛的观众啊。
And frankly speaking, some of us may not even be comparable with the audience in a ball game emotionally.
究竟以弗所书第四章讲到教会合一的时候讲的是什么?
What exactly does unity mean in Ephesians chapter 4?
关于合一在四章一到六节有两个重点。
Regarding unity, chapter 4, 1 to 6 has two main points.
首先在四到六节连续讲到了七个一。
In 4, 6, there are seven ones that appear in the verse.
身体只有一个。
One body.
圣灵只有一个。
One spirit.
同有一个指望。
One hope.
一主。
One Lord,
一信,
one faith,
一喜,
one baptism,
一神,
and one God.
这里讲的是基督在教会中合一的基础。
And this is a foundation of unity in a church.
因着我们共有这生命的实质，我们有可能真正合一。
It's because of this really important characteristic that we share, it's possible that there's unity.
因为我们共有这生命的实质，我们也应该合一。
And it's because we have this shared characteristic in life,We should be united.
值得特别注意的是，教会的合一不是以人为中心的。
What's worth attending to is the fact that the unity of a church is not human-centered.
而是根据于神，也以神为中心。
But it builds on the foundations of God, and it's also God-centered.
稍微多思想一下这七个一。
Let's think about the seven ones.
一个身体。
One body.
圣经常常说，教会是耶稣基督的身体。
The Bible always uses Jesus Christ's body to describe the church.
只有一个身体。
There is only one body.
我们不论来自什么地方。
No matter where we came from.
说什么语言。
What language we speak.
我们相信接受耶稣了，就都进入同一个身体。
Once we believe and accept Jesus, we enter the same body.
我们都成为这一个身体的一部分。
And we all become a part of this body.
一个圣灵。
One spirit.
我们信主都是同样一位圣灵的工作。
That we believe in the same Lord is due to the work of the same Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们弟兄姐妹的心中工作。
The Holy Spirit that works in the hearts of all our brothers and sisters.
而引领教会往前来走的也是同样一位圣灵。
And the one that leads a church in going forward is also the same Holy Spirit.
一个指望。
One hope.
所有基督徒共同的指望都是主必再来。
All Christians have the same hope, which is that Jesus Christ, our Lord, will return.
到那时候，神给相信接受耶稣的人的应许要得到完全的实现。
At that time, all the promises that God bestowed on us would be fulfilled completely.
一主。
One Lord.
我们只有一个主。
We only have one Lord,
就是耶稣基督。
Who is Jesus Christ.
一信。
One faith.
圣经教导我们的只有一个相同的信仰。
The Bible teaches us that there is only one common faith.
就是信耶稣是基督。
Which is a faith that Jesus,
是神的儿子。
Which is a faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
我们靠着他罪得以赦免，得以与神和好。
Our sins are forgiven because of what he did and we are reconciled to God.
一洗。
One baptism.
只有一个洗礼。
There is only one baptism.
就是照耶稣所吩咐的奉父子圣灵的名施洗。
And it's the one commanded by Jesus Christ, and it's the one done in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
一神。
One God.
我们敬拜的是独一的真神。
We believe in the one true God who created the universe.
是创造宇宙万物的神。
Who created the universe.
他超乎万人之上。
He's above all men.
冠乎万人之中,
he connects all mankind.
也住在众人之内,
and also live in every one of us.
如果基督徒在真理上对这七方面都有清楚的认识,
If Christians have a good understanding of these seven ones, then it's not possible that he would not stress unity. Perhaps at this time, all of us Christians should take a moment to think. You have been baptized in the name of Christ. Do you have a really clear understanding of these seven ones? What particular meaning do these ones have for you?
好, 关于合一, 4章1到6节,
about unity, 4:1-6 still has a second important point,
就是第二节,
which is what's mentioned in verses 2 and 3.
凡事谦虚, 温柔, 忍耐, 用爱心互相宽容, 用和平彼此联络, 竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
好, 刚刚讲, 4到6节讲的七个一是合一的基础。
So 4 to 6 talks about the foundation. The seven ones are kind of the foundations of unity.
而2到3节讲的是合一的建造。
And two, verses 2 to 3, it's about how you can build up unity.
基督徒一方面需要有真理的知识,理念上的认同。
Christians should have good understanding of the truth and conceptually agree with it.
另一方面也需要有生活上的实践,在操练上有纪律。
But of course, we also need to take actions in life and
be
disciplined in our
就好像婚姻一样,
just like marriage.
圣经说,男女一旦结婚,结为夫妻,就彼此联合。
The Bible talks about how when a man and a woman gets married and becomes husband and wife, they're connected and the two become one flesh. The understanding of this concept is really important. And most couples do have it. But in practice, to live this out, is it easy?
是需要操练,
it takes a lot of discipline and it takes a lot of restraining yourselves. Of course, I know that me and my wife have become one flesh.
但是真的要合一, 要凡事谦虚, 温柔, 忍耐。
But to really be in one flesh, you have to be humble, gentle, patient, etc., etc.
夫妻才两个人,
there are only two people in a couple, and unity is already a really difficult thing.
更何况是所有基督徒组成的教会。
How much more difficult is it to have unity in a church?
这还不仅仅是在一间间有形的地方教会里。
And this is not just about the visible church.
啊, 比如说我们在, 耶加华人教会里面, 我们这一群人之间的合一。
For example, like here in Fake, you and me gathered together in this one church.
还包括教会与教会之间的合一。
It also refers to unity among churches, between churches.
从更大的范围来说, 我们都是基督身体的一部分。
From another perspective, we are all part of Christ's body.
好, 虽然合一不容易,
although unity is not easy to attain,
但是要讲到建造一个为主发光教会的时候, 以弗所书第一个强调的就是合一。
But when it talks about building a church that shines for the Lord, the very first thing that gets stressed on is unity.
讲到我们行事为人当与蒙召的恩相称, 接下来讲的第一个就是讲合一。
When it says that we should live a life worthy of the calling you have received, the very first thing that gets stressed on is unity.
值得注意的是, 很多人常常以为促进合一最好的方法就是靠着办大型的联合性聚会。
It's worth noting that a lot of people have the belief that to promote unity, the way to do it is to organize some really large-scale events.
但是以弗所书提醒我们最关键的不是办活动。
But in Ephesians 4:1-3, it reminds us that the key thing is not in activities.
那些只是外在的。
That's really external.
有时候效果就跟去那个球赛是一样的。
It's kind of like the ball game, a very external thing.
在那时候大家是非常的投入，很有热情。
At that particular moment, everyone's really enthusiastic and really into the game.
但是球赛结束之后。
But once the match is over.
关键的是在于人内心的态度。
What's the key here is the attitude of the heart.
是在于谦虚、温柔、忍耐、宽容、爱心这些属灵的品格。
It's about such spiritual characteristics as being humble, being gentle, being patient, and bearing with each other in love.
好几年前，有一位大学生，他非常有心地在校园里积极推动基督徒的合一。
A few years back, a college student was really passionate about promoting unity on campus.
他请我固定每个礼拜与他碰面，带领他成长。
He invited me to meet with him every week to help him grow.
起初他就常常为一件事情感到很挫折。
At the beginning, there was just one particular thing that always made him feel like he was failing.
就是他们辛辛苦苦办一些活动，想要来推动合一。但是有的时候没有得到校园各团契的热情支持。
Which is every time they make the effort to organize some really large scale activities, it's not well supported by the fellowship groups on campus.
他为这件事情感到很失望。
He was really disappointed because of this.
觉得大家不看重合一。
He thought that people were not putting enough emphasis on unity.
我就用以弗所书这一章来劝勉他。
So I use Ephesians, this particular passage, to encourage him.
劝他换一种想法来促进合一。
To encourage him to think in a slightly different perspective.
感谢神，他的态度改变了。
Thanks to God, his attitude changed.
不再是，哎呀，我办活动，你们就需要来参加，否则就代表你们不看重合一。
It's no longer like I organize activities, you should all show up, or else that means you're not, you don't put any emphasis on unity.
变成了他愿意先谦卑地去服侍众团契。
It turned into him being willing to serve the other fellowships in a humble fashion.
尊重别人，肯定别人，聆听别人的意见。
Having more respect for other people and being more affirming and also listening to other people's opinions.
他以帮助各团契成长为目标，来力求与众团契配合。
He set his goal to be to help each fellowship group grow set up their goals and also grow, and that through that he's going to promote unity.
后来我看到神很祝福他的侍奉。
His ministry was really blessed by the Lord.
在我们教会里面有中文堂、英文堂、青少年、儿童、年长的。
In our church, there's also a Chinese congregation, English congregation, the youth, the children, the elderly.
中文堂里面又有好几个团契。
And within the Chinese congregation, there are quite a few fellowships.
要如何促进合一呢？
How do we promote unity?
当然，偶尔有联合活动是可以的，但关键真的不在那里。
Of course, it's a good idea to have some joint events once in a while, but the key really is not there.
感谢神在过去这一年当中带领我们合一。
We thank God for leading us through unity the past year.
透过什么？
Through what?
透过很多基督徒以爱心和谦卑的心去彼此服侍。
This was through the humble and willing service of many brothers and sisters.
比如说，我们都知道中文查经班今年每个礼拜五晚上聚会都出现好多慕道的朋友。
For example, we're all aware of Chinese Bible study in the past year having a lot of seekers who come to their gatherings on Friday.
人数多到，哎呀，在饭食的预备、接送安排上，都远远超过中文查经班同工们能够独立承担的限度。
There are so many people that simply exceeded their capacity to arrange rides and prepare for their fellowship gathering.
For the food, yeah.
Or for the food.
就在这时候，几个家庭团契，好几位基督徒都愿意付上代价去伸手支援。
At this time, many family fellowships, quite a few Christians are willing to help them.
看到很多人是甘心的、乐意的去做。
And it's completely out of a willing heart.
很美。
This is really...
然后查经班几位年轻的学生也很可爱。
And a few younger student members of the Chinese Bible study are quite adorable.
他们很有感恩的心。
And they have a very thankful heart.
他们就跟在家庭团契感恩节特别聚会的时候，他们主动去帮忙孩童看顾。
When the family fellowships were having their gathering during Thanksgiving, they willingly offer to take care of the children.
这种事很美。
Very adorable.
我们的青少年团契已经好几次 在礼拜五晚上去帮忙家庭团契高丽组带领孩童节目。
And our youth group, they have already gone to family fellowship gatherings on Friday to lead children programs.
有的时候很多人可能觉得这些青少年，哎呀，让人头痛。
A lot of people think that the youth tend to give people headaches.
但他们肯做这样的事，很美。
But that they're willing to do this, very adorable.
继续啊。当然，我们英文堂很多大学生虽然课业很忙，也有自己的团契，却愿意投入很多的时间和心血来带领教会的青少年。
And a lot of college students in our English congregation, they're really busy with their work as well, and they have their own fellowship groups to attend to, but they're still willing to spend the time and effort and energy to lead the youth.
这些青少年是我们中文堂弟兄姐妹的孩子。
A lot of these youth are children of our brothers and sisters in the Chinese congregation.
我们是何等的福气，有一群爱主的大学生愿意来带领我们的孩子。
This is such a huge blessing to have these college students willingly and lovingly lead the youth.
而自从英文堂十一年前成立以来，中文堂的人经常在接送上和食物预备上提供支援。
And since the establishment of the English congregation roughly 11 years ago, the Chinese congregation, brothers and sisters in the Chinese congregation have helped many times in providing food and providing rides to the English congregation.
四月份，英文堂的English在我家。
In April, the English congregation in Reach event gathering was at my house.
他们接送的车辆不够。
They did not have enough cars to provide rides with.
后来请好几位中文堂的人支援。
So they asked for the help of quite a few people from the Chinese congregation.
几位中文堂的人不止开车，还带菜，很可爱。
Not only did they provide the rides, they also decided to bring food. How adorable.
其中有一位弟兄最妙。
One particular brother was very adorable.
几年前他帮忙接送过好多次。
A few years ago, he has already helped, you know, provide rides a few times.
他说他知道这些大学生都是大胃王，吃的很多。
He is aware of these college students having really big stomachs.
所以他主动决定多烧几道菜帮忙。
And so he willingly decided to cook some food to help them out.
很美。
Very adorable.
我礼拜五晚上去参加家庭团契迦南组的聚会。
I attended the Canaan Fellowship Group gathering on Friday.
哎，大家好高兴，他们有新的诗本。
They were very excited because they had new hymn books.
这个诗本是高地组的小三被他们为他们做的。
And this, and it turns out the hymn books were put together by people in the Heights University, Heights Fellowship.
他们说这个恩典无以回报。
They think that it's really hard for them to return the favor.
在很多教会，团契与团契之间是我计较来，你计较去。
There are a lot of, you know, in a lot of churches, the different fellowships groups don't get along as well as.
在我们教会能够看到爱来爱去。
And in our church, we really see that, you know, fellowships love each other.
服侍来服侍去。
They serve each other. Very adorable.
这样的合一是最美的合一。
This is a kind of unity that is the most adorable. Most beautiful. Most beautiful. Sorry for my lack of vocabulary.
也是最稳固的合一。
It's also the most stable kind of unity.
四章一到十六节除了强调一之外，还强调多。
Now in chapter 4, 1 to 16, not only does it talk about once, it also talks about many.
我们同属一个身体，所以要合一。
We belong to the same body, so we have to be united.
一个身体又包括很多的部分。
But one body consists of many different parts.
每个部分都需要发挥功用。
And everyone needs to be functioning and active.
在绝大多数里面，绝大多数的教会里面都有一个所谓八十二十的现象。
There is this so-called 80-20 phenomenon in a lot of churches.
我在年度报告里面有提到。
I've talked about it in my annual report.
意思是说，80%的责任都是由20%的人承担。
What that means is 80% of the duties are carried out by 20% of the people in the church.
其他80%的人要么是很被动，要么是什么都不做。
The other 80% either they're really passive about things or they simply don't do anything.
很多教会很早就接受这个事实。
A lot of churches have come to accept this as a reality.
很多牧者也觉得，哎呀，还能够有20%的人肯积极参与，已经很不错了。
A lot of pastoral leaders also believe that, you know, when they have 20% participation, it's already pretty good.
今年二月中，我在中国一个地方教课。
In February, I was teaching a class in China.
为了帮助那些教会领袖明白八十二十绝对不是正常的，我想了两个例子。
To help them understand that the phenomenon of 80-20 is really not normal, I made two examples.
一个是身体的细胞。
The first analogy, it's the analogy of our body cells.
如果一个人的身体只有20%的细胞是经常在动有活力的，另外80%的细胞是懒散没生气甚至完全不动的，这算是健康吗？
If only 20% of our cells are actually active and working and the leftover 80% are just lazy and not doing anything, not active, is that considered healthy?
这种情形不需要尽快去接受治疗吗？
Won't we need to seek immediate medical attention if that happens?
我举的第二个例子把那些牧者的心打动得更多。
The second example I gave touched their heart even more.
我说今天很多教会就好像就是20个人在拉80个人。
Today a lot of churches are kind of like 20 people in the front pulling 80 people in the back.
前面20个人辛辛苦苦甚至累得要死。
The 20 people are really exhausted and really tired.
后面80个人躺在那里无动于衷。
And the 80 people in the back are simply just lying there being apathetic about anything.
我说这20个人很忠心很可爱当然很好。
I think that the 20 people are really faithful and they're adorable and that's of course very good.
但是一个教会不能任凭剩余的80个人都不动。
But churches should not just let the 80 people sit there and do nothing.
因为那样子对那20个人不好。
This is really not very good for the 20 people who are working.
继续这样下去会把他们累伤了。
They would be so exhausted that they would be really exhausted.
这种情况对那80个人也不好。
And it's also not very good for the 80 people in the back because.
因为他们会越来越不健康。
Because they would become increasingly unhealthy.
而且一个教会如果继续这样下去，会越走越无力，越走越慢，越来越老化。
And if this really happens in a church continuously, then they would simply become.Increasingly exhausted, and they'll slow down, and they might even go into decline.
我不是危言耸听。
I'm not being unnecessarily alarmed.
多少教会就是一路走下坡，后来剩下没几个人，还有一些就关门。
A lot of churches, it is indeed the case that they start going downhill, and then there's hardly anyone left, and then the churches have to close.
一个教会要么就是越来越有动力。要么就是越来越没有动力，这是很实在的。
It is really the case that you know either churches become more energetic over time, or they become increasingly they become increasingly lacking in energy, and this is something really realistic.
今天有很多教会的牧者真的是很有心想要复兴教会。
A lot of pastoral leaders are really enthusiastic about reviving the church these days.
我也绝对赞成一般性的看法，就是要优先栽培、看顾那20%有心积极服侍的人。
And I completely agree with the common view that we should first build up the 20% who are really proactive in serving.
但是我自己意识到一件事情。
But I also realize something else.
我现在也提醒大家注意这件事情。
And I want everyone to pay attention to this.
就是我们不能任凭那剩下的80%一直不动。
We cannot leave the 80% behind and let them do nothing.
很多教会一再推动新的事情。
A lot of churches put together and promote many new things.
推来推去，每次有反应的还是那20%。
No matter what they do, the response always still comes from the 20% of the people.
很多教会，哎呀，我推动有人反应就满足了。
And because there is some response, many churches are already satisfied.
就不再设法去推动那剩余的80%。
And then they don't make any effort to try to push the 80% that's behind.
我教课的时候问那些牧者。
I asked the pastoral leaders when I was teaching the class in China.
原来是二十个人拉八十人。
Initially, it's 20 people pulling 80 people in the back.
如果你能够说服那后面的八十个人，其中一个站起来走。
If you can convince, even if it's just one person in the back out of the 80 to just stand up.
哪怕他只是走几步。
It's totally okay if he's just going to walk a few steps.
起码不再是躺在那里。
At least he's not just lying there and doing nothing.
你想他肯起来走的时候，整个教会的情形是否会开始改观？
Won't the entire situation become a lot more positive if that happens?
如果能够再说服几个人，
If we can convince a few more people,
变成25人拉75人，
It turns into 25 people pulling 75 people.
30拉70，
30 pulling 70，
40拉60，
or 40 pulling 60.
整个教会是否会活过来？
The whole church would become more lively.
充满前所未有的动力。
And it will be full of motivation for moving forward.
这不是我自己天真的想法。
This is not just a naive thought of mine.
圣经对教会的描述就是全体总动员。
The Bible always describes the church as an entire ensemble.
每一个细胞都应该是要健康有活力的。
Every cell should be healthy and full of energy.
每一个基督徒都是应该积极参与发挥功用。
Every Christian should proactively function in the church as he sees fit.
所以今天早上我请所有基督徒们都来想一想。
So I would like all Christians to think together with me today.
你在你的团契和教会里面，
within your fellowship group and within your church,
你是站在前面的 20% 呢？
Are you the 20% that stands in the front?
还是躺在后面让人家拉的？
Are you just kind of lying down in the back, belonging to the 80% who don't work?
会不会你已经很久打定主意躺在那里睡得像死猪一样？
Or would it be the case that you have already made up your mind and you're just going to lie down at the back like a dead pig?
别人怎么催你叫你你都不打算回应？
And no matter how people push you, you're not planning to make any response.
还是你还有一点属灵的感觉？
Or do you still have a little bit of a spiritual feeling?
只要别人多关心多鼓励你一点，你是有可能站起来走几步的。
So if people provide you with the necessary care, or if they give you more encouragement, then you would be willing to stand up.
我讲的还不是在侍奉上做什么事情。
What I'm talking about here is not even about serving and doing anything in particular.
而是更根本的事情。
It's something more foundational.
就是读经祷告让你属灵的生命活过来。
And it comes down to just reading the Bible, praying, and letting your spiritual life become more energetic and lively.
你多久没有好好灵修祷告了？
How long have you not had good devotions and read the Bible?
你多久没有参加祷告会和其他基督徒一起用祷告来侍奉神呢？
How long have you not attended prayer meetings and prayed together with the other Christians?
真的，让我们都动起来。
Let's all get on our feet.
只要你肯把感动化成一点点行动，我们教会的动力都会开始产生变化。
If you can turn your feelings into a little bit of an action, our whole church is going to become more lively and positive.
我不骗你。
I'm not deceiving you.
如果你已经很久没有去参加过你团契的祷告，
If you have not been to your fellowship prayer meeting for a while,
你相不相信你一旦出现在你的祷告会，所有的人的眼睛都会亮起来？
If you do believe me, if you would believe me, if you can take a step and go to your prayer meeting, everyone is going to be very joyful to see you.
大家的心都会振奋起来。
Everyone's heart is going to feel very excited.
你只要这样做，就是在参与建造教会。
If you're doing just that, you're already building up the church.
因为你活过来了。
Because you're living.
你起来走路了。
You stood up.
你动起来了。
And you're taking some actions.
四章一到十六节还一再强调一件事情，就是成长。
4:1-16 also stresses another thing.
很多人有一个很错误的观念。
Many people have a false concept.
以为信主很重要。
They think that believing in Christ is really important.
但信主之后的成长是选择性的。
But after you put your faith in the Lord, whether or not you grow, it's optional.
看每个人。
It's up to you.
成不成长无所谓。
Whether or not you grow, it's optional.
我们教会这两三年有一波波的婴儿潮，喜气洋洋。
In the last few years, our church has witnessed the birth of many babies.
有哪一个爸妈会觉得孩子只要生下来就好，成不成长无所谓的？
which parent out there would just, you know, care about giving birth to a new child and then not care about whether or not the child grows?
我们对小宝宝的成长都如此关心, 我们的天父岂会不在乎神的儿女成不成长?
If we care so much about our little babies, how could our Heavenly Father not care about whether or not we grow or not?
看看这段经文, 成长究竟是可有可无, 任凭个人选择, 还是绝对的必要?
So let's look at 4:1-16. Is it optional that whether or not we grow up to us, or is it absolutely necessary that we grow?
哪有人自己的小宝宝连续几个月都是七磅, 还不赶快去看医生呢?
If a baby weighs 7 pounds a few months in a row, who would not go see a doctor immediately?
这边讲的还不只是成长, 强调的是要凡事长进。
And here what it talks about is not just growth, it's you have to be growing in every aspect and everything.
爸妈不会只关心小宝宝的体重有没有增加。
Parents would not just care about whether or not their baby, it's growing physically in terms of weight.
一定是在各方面都要有成长。
They would really wish that in every single aspect their child is growing.
基督徒也是一样。
And Christians should also be like that.
是要全人均衡性全面的成长。
It should be in an overall sense, it should be in a very balanced way, and it should be in all aspects.
想看看你这几年灵命的成长如何?
Reflect upon yourselves, how much have you grown this past year?
你有多久没有成长?
How long have you not grown in the last while?
而且我希望我们大家都知道, 其实成长的基督徒生活是最蒙福的。
We all are aware of the fact that, you know, a growing spiritual life is very blessed.
如果在你所参加的团契当中, 你和一群基督徒一同经历灵命的成长。
If you experience spiritual growth together with your fellow brothers and sisters in your fellowship,
无论你们在这里相聚的时间是长是短,
it doesn't even matter how much time you are actually spending with that fellowship group.
这都会是你人生当中
This would be a lasting memory for the rest of your life.
2个礼拜前，那个礼拜六晚上，英文堂学生来我家。
2 weeks ago on Saturday, the English congregation students came to my house.
我介绍讲员陈启尧牧师的时候，我说啊，我认识他的时候，他才是高中生。
When I introduced Reverend Derek Tan to them, I said that when I first met him, he was only a senior high school student.
参加的青年团契叫做 CIA Christian in Action。
And the fellowship group that he attended was CIA, Christians in Action.
我才一讲CIA, 啊, 英文堂的Tiffany蔡就好兴奋说啊我以前也是去CIA的。
And once I said CIA, Tiffany Tsai in the English congregation was super excited, and she said, "Whoa, I also went to CIA before."
Tiffany就是今天带诗歌的那位。
Tiffany was a girl who led the worship with her beautiful voice today.
为什么这么兴奋?
Why was she very so excited?
因为曾经有许许多多的青少年在那个团契当中经历了非常美好灵命的成长。
Because many youth in the past have experienced really great growth spiritually in the fellowship.
当年跟Derek同期在CIA的青少年，如今已经出了不知多少位全职的传道人。
Many of the youths who gathered together with Derek and CIA when Derek was still there, a lot of them have already, a lot of them today are in full-time ministry.
有好几位牧师,
there are quite a few pastors in that group now, and some of them have become overseas missionaries. And for many others, no matter what professions they're in, they're all serving God with a willing and loving heart.
成长不只是一件必要的事情, 而且真的是一件非常蒙福的事。
Growth is not only something very necessary, it is also something very blessed.
一个成长的基督徒一定会经历到成长所带来的祝福。
A growing Christian would definitely experience the blessings that come along with growth.
然后他会越来越自动自发，越来越积极又喜乐的去追求成长。
And as this happens, he would become more motivated for further growth, and he will also become more proactive.
一个不成长的基督徒，不只是没有成长，还会越来越失去。
And for a Christian who is not growing, not only has he stopped growing, he would also lose the motivation to grow.
关键就在于我们今天如何选择。
The key is in how we're going to make our choices today.
在今天的社会当中，我们每个人都很忙碌，压力都很大，世界的诱惑又很多。
In today's society, many people are really busy, and there are a lot of stresses, and the temptations, worldly temptations, are huge.
我们当中谁会经历灵命的成长？
Who among us would experience spiritual growth?
只有看重成长、愿意成长、选择成长的人才会经历灵命的成长。
It's only those of us who take seriously growth and who are willing to grow and who choose to grow will experience real spiritual growth.
我们等一下要擘饼纪念主。
We're going to be having our communion later.
我们会有一段时间给大家安静祷告来预备心。
We're going to have some time for all of you so you can silently pray.
也许祷告的时候可以用今天信息当中的三个重点来自我省察。
Perhaps you can think a little bit about the three main points we talked about when you pray.
第一是合一。
The first one is unity.
我在教会当中由以属灵的品格来竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心吗？
Have I been making the effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace using my spiritual gifts?
第二是各尽其职。
The second point is everyone being functioning and being active.
我是一个积极参与建造并发挥功用的基督徒吗？
Am I someone who is proactive in my church and making use of my gifts to contribute to the church?
第三是凡事长进。
The third point is growth.
我是一个正在不断成长的基督徒。
Am I a continuously growing Christian?
我们一段时间安静祷告。
Let's pray silently for a while. Lord, help each of us to become a child of light.
也帮助我们教会成为一个为主发光的教会。
Help our church become one that shines light for the Lord.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.